It's the Five for the Drive on the Home Run, the Rolling Stones. We'll do it again on Monday, thanks to Streamline Upholstery, streamup.com.au. It's time now to turn our attentions to Tasmania's night skies. I'd like to introduce you to Gabby, who is from Dark Skies Tasmania. Hello, thanks for joining me this evening.
That's all right, thanks for having me.
Now, an historic occasion through the week in Hobart when the Astronomical Society of Tasmania and Dark Sky Tasmania signed a memorandum of understanding to formally establish a relationship to work toward a common goal of preserving dark skies here in Tasmania for all to enjoy. Now, you are on the board of Dark Skies Tasmania. What do you do?
Oh, yes, that's correct. So we all come together and we... Oh, what do I do specifically? I help support the organisation in educating the community about light pollution and what we can do to reduce it and the importance of preserving our night sky for future generations.
Love it. So light pollution, obviously lights from bigger cities and major centres, and that interrupts viewing for example, astrophotographers that like taking photos of the night sky. Is that what this is aiming to preserve?
Well, it's to preserve night skies for everyone. So not just people who want to enjoy the night sky, but it's also important for animals to have naturally dark skies. And light pollution also affects human health as well, disrupting our circadian rhythms too.
So this memorandum of understanding, is this a pretty major move?
We sort of had a, well, we did have a relationship with the Astronomy Society beforehand. This is just a really nice way to formalise it, bring together these organisations. And now people approach our organisation about, you know, great spots for stargazing and tips for telescopes and astrophotography. We can direct them to an organisation we know that they're going to be taken care of there.
So people power, at the end of the day, you're kind of growing your footprint.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about night photography. Obviously, with Facebook, everybody being able to share a common indulgence on there. We've seen the Aurora Australis get quite prominent over the last few years. Some beautiful opportunities to take photos of or what we commonly know, the Southern Lights here in Tassie. The odd comet appears, and bioluminescence is really popular at the moment as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're so lucky in Tassie to have, as you were saying, the bio, the auroras and naturally dark skies. We're spoilt for choice here.
So let's talk about the darkest skies in Tasmania. Clearly it's not right in the centre of Hobart, Launceston, Burnie or Devonport. So where are some of the darkest skies here on our lovely island?
So you want to go for, you know, far away from those big cities, as you were saying, Hobart and Launceston. Also, it's important to consider where agricultural activity is, like the salmon farms as well. So usually pretty central in Tas, you'll be quite well off. But some coastal places are fine as well, Swansea and, yeah.
Now, you'd know this, perhaps talking to international visitors that live in big cities that don't get to see the stars. We are so lucky here in Tasmania, regardless of whether you're in Hobart or Launceston or a major centre on the coast, we're lucky enough in either of those places to be able to see the stars at night where a lot of people aren't.
Oh, absolutely. Even people who live in Hobart, we can still see stars, exactly what you were saying, whereas in Sydney and Melbourne, that's not the case.
Well, that's really exciting that relationship has been struck between you and the Astronomical Society of Tasmania and, again, growing your footprint. So when it comes to preserving our dark skies in Tasmania, you've got some people power there. Gabby, thanks for explaining that for us today. We're going to now talk to a local astrophotographer and work out the benefits of having dark skies in Tasmania. So thanks for your time, Gabby. Have a great weekend.
That's okay. Thank you. You too.
And if you want to find out a little bit more about what Dark Skies Tasmania does and who they are, just look for them on Facebook. Enter local Northwest Coast astrophotographer Pete Sayers. Hello, mate. Thanks for joining us on the Home Run. How important is it to keep Tasmania's skies dark at night?
Well, we're losing the dark skies because of mainly light pollution, really, from all the, the street lights and development. And the light fittings generally and the positioning of them allows a lot of the light to go into the sky rather than onto the ground where it's needed. So it creates a lot of glare and wasted light.
Now, I saw a post on Facebook here earlier on in the week, and it was somewhere in New Zealand, like Dunedin or somewhere, that replaced all of their light bulbs, like their street lights,
yes,
with a different kind of bulb, and it stopped, and that made an absolutely astonishing difference.
Yes.
What was the driving force behind that?
They wanted to preserve their night sky. I should imagine, because they're on an island. It's a beautiful place to observe, because there's very few places in the, I guess, in the world now where you can observe the night sky naturally. You're always affected by the sky glow, which is the light pollution. Probably, we have got some good examples on the northwest coast. There's some, there are some fittings, light fittings around that that do cut off the light at the at horizontal. So anything above the horizon, there's no light. So it's actually non-glary, and so it illuminates the area more without glare. So it's just more visible, and it doesn't allow the wasted light to go into the sky.
So preserving night sky, this is probably perhaps bigger than I actually realise, is it?
Yes. It is a growing problem. There's, I guess there's a growing concern about that, about losing our natural sky. There's a lot of people, probably worldwide, I think there's around about 80% of the population have never seen the night sky properly. Because if you live in the city, for instance, like, say, Sydney or Melbourne, there's so many lights there. You can only see, like, the moon and the, really the brightest stars, which is only a few of them. So they've never really gone out to a dark sky site to see the Milky Way and all the other features in the sky and see if there's no light pollution. Tasmania is a really good spot for that. It's not that inhabited at the moment as compared to big cities.
Yeah.
And so you don't need to go very far to get out into the country to observe the night sky as it should be seen.
You might see the odd high beam on the horizon or coming up from behind a tree or something. So we are quite blessed here in Tasmania. I know somebody from the Sunshine Coast that's never been here before and recently moved to Tassie, and she just could not believe how dark it is at night time.
Yes, and particularly Aurora as well, which is a really growing hobby in Tasmania because we're pretty close to the South Pole. And we've got not much light pollution, but, you know, there is still a problem. But when it's bright enough, the aurora, it can be reasonably easily seen from Tassie because of the less light pollution is from a major city. So we're pretty blessed with that, really.
It's funny, isn't it, with your photography spots when it comes to the aurora. They're almost like good fishing spots. You don't want to give them away, do you?
Yes, that's correct.
Have you seen any lately? It's been reasonably quiet, hasn't it?
Oh, it has been. It's been a bit annoying. And the weather has been pretty bad too, like the cloud cover for this winter, really.
Yeah.
It's been, not been great. So, but the sun is wakening up. Like, it's in a period of, it was in a period of low activity, and that's about 11-year cycle, and it's just coming out of that now.
So that's, so that's called solar minimum, isn't it?
That's correct, yes, and we are coming out of that, and they predict, they're also seem to realise that it's actually coming out quicker than they thought, so we can look forward to probably hopefully more auroras in the near future.
But we don't want a Carrington event, do we?
We do not. That would be quite devastating because of all our electronics that we use these days. They can interfere with the electrics and overload them and cause them to short out and burn out and all sorts of things. So we do not want that, no.
My word. Well, it's great to talk to an astrophotographer. You love pointing things to the night sky, and you've been doing so for years. You've captured some amazing photos. Have you got a social media outlet where we can see what you get up to when it comes to the night sky?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It's actually called Planet Pete is my... Little section of Facebook.
Fantastic.
Planet Pete, two words. Yeah.
Planet Pete with a space bar in the guts there. Look, appreciate your time, and good that they've signed that memorandum of understanding as well. It gets more of a bigger footprint and people power when it comes to preserving our night sky. So great to chat. Have a lovely weekend. I doubt you'll be out with the camera over the next few nights by the looks of things.
No.
Maybe Monday, Tuesday with any luck.
Yes.
Good on you, Pete. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.